Good evening. This is Akashwani and I am Nishit Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says census exercise is a shared national responsibility, not just a government task. Calls for full public participation. Top leaders make final push to sway voters as campaigning for the second phase of West Bengal Assembly polls ends tomorrow. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal says India and New Zealand to sign free trade agreement tomorrow to boost market access for Indian goods and expand trade opportunities. India emerges as global heat hotspot amid intense heatwave conditions. At Junior Shooting World Cup in Cairo, India maintained top position in the medal tally with a total of 16 medals, including 5 gold. And in the IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans beat host Chennai Super Kings by 8 wickets. Second match underway between host Lucknow Super Giants and Kolkata Knight Riders. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said the ongoing census exercise is not just a government task but a responsibility of all citizens and that everyone's participation is vital. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani, Mr. Modi said, every Indian must be aware of the census campaign, the world's largest enumeration exercise. He added that Census 2027 will be conducted digitally with enumerators using a mobile app to record information.
जनगणना 2027 को डिजिटल बनाया गया है सारी जानकारी सीधे डिजिटल माध्यम में दर्ज हो रही है घर घर जाने वाले कर्मचारियों के पास मोबाइल ऐप है वे आपसे बात करके उसी में जानकारी दर्ज करेंगे इस बार जनगणना में आपकी भागीदारी भी आसान बनाई गई है आप खुद भी अपनी जानकारी दर्ज कर सकते हैं
Lauding the country's nuclear scientists, the Prime Minister said the fast breeder reactor at Kalapakkam achieving criticality is a historic milestone in India's nuclear energy journey. He noted that the reactor has been built entirely with indigenous technology and apart from generating energy will also produce new fuel for the future.
हमारे वैज्ञानिक सिविल न्यूक्लियर प्रोग्राम को आगे बढ़ा रहे हैं उनके प्रयासों से यह कार्यक्रम राष्ट्र निर्माण में अहम योगदान दे रहा है इससे हमारी इंडस्ट्रियल ग्रोथ को एनर्जी सेक्टर को हेल्थ केयर सेक्टर को बहुत लाभ हुआ है खेती किसानी से लेकर आधुनिक इनोवेटर्स को भी भारत के सिविल न्यूक्लियर प्रोग्राम ने बहुत मदद की है
Mr. Modi also spoke about the growing role of wind energy in powering India's progress and noted that the country has recently achieved a major milestone in this sector. Highlighting developments in the Northeast, the Prime Minister said bamboo, once considered a burden, is now driving employment, business and innovation.
पूरे नॉर्थ ईस्ट में बैम्बू सेक्टर फल फूल रहा है त्रिपुरा के गोमती डिस्ट्रिक्ट के बिजॉय सूत्रधार और साउथ त्रिपुरा के प्रदीप चक्रवर्ती इन्होंने नए कानूनों को अपने लिए एक बड़े अवसर के रूप में देखा फिर इन्होंने अपने काम को टेक्नोलॉजी से जोड़ा आज वे पहले से कहीं बेहतर और कहीं ज्यादा बांस के उत्पाद बना रहे हैं
Top political leaders are giving a final push to sway voters in West Bengal as the high-voltage campaign for the second and the final phase of assembly elections in the state concludes tomorrow. Voting in the state for the second phase is scheduled to take place on Wednesday. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed public meetings at Arambagh in the Hooghly district and Bangaon in North 24 Parganas district today. Later, Mr. Modi held a massive roadshow in Kolkata. Speaking at Arambagh, Mr. Modi claimed ruling TMC's corruption and governance failures have pushed people to the edge. He said the resolve to remove them is now stronger than ever. He said Hooghly will be developed as an industrial hub of the country once the BJP comes to power in the state. Speaking at Bangaon, Mr. Modi said the BJP's commitment to ensuring women's security in Bengal is reflected in its decision to give poll tickets to one of the survivors of the violence in Sandeshkhali, Rekha Patra and Ratna Devnath, who is the mother of the R.G. Kar Medical College rape murder victim. He stated that the farmers' welfare is a key priority of the party, adding that the BJP-led central government has doubled the minimum support price MSP of jute, increased procurement threefold, and made jute packaging mandatory for wheat and rice while banning single-use plastic to boost demand एंड सपोर्ट जूट मिल्स इन वेस्ट बंगाल।
कई सारी जूट मिलें और प्लांट बंद पड़े हैं। दशकों पहले जब भारत में सिर्फ एम्बेसडर कार बनती थी तो उसका कारखाना यहाँ उत्तर पाड़ा में था। आज स्थिति ये है कि भारत इलेक्ट्रिक व्हीकल बना रहा है, दुनिया को एक्सपोर्ट कर रहा है, लेकिन बंगाल में पुराने प्लांट बंद हो रहे हैं। इस स्थिति को बदलना है। बंगाल को फिर से मिलों, फैक्ट्रियां और कारखानों का हब बनाना है।
Meanwhile, senior BJP leader Amit Shah is also on the campaign trail in West Bengal and addressed a rally at Tehata and Ranaghat in Nodia district. Mr. Shah said the BJP will end Gunda Raj and Syndicate Raj if the party comes to power in the state. He promised that women and unemployed youth would get a monthly allowance of 3,000 rupees and 21,000 rupees for every pregnant woman for childcare, and added that women would also get free rides in all the state transport vehicles after the BJP assumes power in the state.
मई महीने के बाद
आफ्टर मे एवरी मंथ द बीजेपी गवर्नमेंट विल सेंड 3,000 रुपीज टू एवरी वुमेन ऑफ बंगाल। एवरी मंथ 3,000 रुपीज विल बी सेंड टू द बैंक अकाउंट्स ऑफ ऑल अनएम्प्लॉयड यूथ। ऑल मदर्स एंड सिस्टर विल नॉट हैव टू टेक एनी टिकट इन द गवर्नमेंट बस। फ्री ऑफ कॉस्ट यू विल बी एबल टू ट्रैवल।
फ्री ऑफ कॉस्ट आपका मुसाफरी होगा।
The national convener of Aam Aadmi Party, Arvind Kejriwal, addressed a poll rally at Baliganj in support of the TMC candidate. Mr. Kejriwal praised senior Trinamool Congress leader Mamata Banerjee, alleging political pressure on her from the central investigative agencies. He said people of West Bengal have complete faith in Ms. Banerjee. Senior Trinamool Congress leader Abhishek Banerjee held a rally at Purbasthali Uttara in Purva Bardhaman district. He also held a roadshow from Falta to Jagannathpur in Nathun Rastar Mor. A total of 142 assembly constituencies in West Bengal will go to polls in the second phase of assembly elections on Wednesday. In our ongoing series on constituency profiles, we take a look at the Gusaba assembly constituency in South 24 Paragana's district, where a total of 9 candidates, including 3 independents, are in the fray.
The Gusaba assembly constituency in the South 24 Paragana's district will go to the poll on 29th April under the second phase of general election to the assembly of West Bengal. The incumbent MLA Subrata Mondol is from Trinamool Congress Party. Total of 9 candidates, including 3 independents, are in the fray. BJP fielded Bikorno Noshkar in this seat, while Trinamool Congress fielded Subrata Mondol again. Left supported RSP candidate is Adwaita Jodhar and Congress fielded Bhupal Chandra Das. Total electors in the Gusaba assembly as on the last date of nomination are more than 2,21,000. Gusaba is situated in the famous Sundarban area of West Bengal. It is a collection of estuarine islands and a remote area. BJP and other political parties pointed towards the lack of development and infiltration under the ruling Trinamool Congress. Trinamool Congress highlighted the various government schemes for the upliftment of the people. Kollan Laha, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
In Gujarat, polling for the local body elections concluded peacefully across 15 municipal corporations, 84 municipalities and over 200 district and taluka panchayats. According to official data, around 48.55% voter turnout was recorded in municipal corporation elections, while nearly 58% voting was reported in nagarpalika polls. About 60% polling was recorded in taluka panchayats and 61% in district panchayats till 5 p.m. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to the News at 9. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that India and New Zealand will sign a free trade agreement, FTA, in New Delhi tomorrow, marking a significant step towards strengthening economic ties between the two countries. Speaking during his visit to the Taj Mahal in Agra with New Zealand's Minister for Trade and Investment, Todd McClay, Mr. Goyal said the agreement was finalized after years of high-level discussions and will be signed in the presence of both leaders. The FTA aims to double bilateral trade to $5 billion over the next 5 years.
भारत और न्यूजीलैंड के बीच
द बायलेटरल ट्रेड अग्रीमेंट बिटवीन इंडिया एंड न्यूजीलैंड मिनिस्टर ऑफ ट्रेड टॉड मैकके वॉज फाइनलाइज्ड आफ्टर मेनी ईयर्स ऑफ नेगोशिएशन बिटवीन प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी एंड न्यूजीलैंड प्राइम मिनिस्टर क्रिस्टोफर लग्जर वी आर गोइंग टू साइन इट टुमारो एंड इन अ फ्यू मंथ्स इट विल बी ऑन अ लार्ज स्केल बिटवीन इंडिया एंड न्यूजीलैंड इट विल बी अ मीन्स टू इंक्रीज ट्रेड ऑन अ लार्ज स्केल
व्यापार भी बढ़ाने का एक साधन बनेगा.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Sikkim from tomorrow. On Tuesday, the Prime Minister will visit Orchidarium in Gangtok, which features world-class orchid experience centers to showcase the ecological and floral heritage of the state. He will also participate in the closing ceremony of Sikkim's 50th year of statehood celebrations at Paljor Stadium. The government has said that domestic LPG cylinder deliveries remain normal in the country, with more than 51.8 lakh domestic LPG cylinders delivered yesterday. The Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas in a statement today said that more than 42,500 PNG consumers surrender their LPG connections through mypngd.in website. India is currently witnessing severe heat wave conditions across multiple regions, with 95 of the world's 100 hottest cities located in the country raising concerns over the impact of rising temperatures. According to data on global temperature trends, both in the urban and rural areas, India is experiencing record-breaking heat, making it the epicenter of a global heat wave. Temperatures in many regions have surpassed 40 degrees Celsius, with some locations reaching close to 45 degrees Celsius, marking a trend towards increasingly intense pre-summer heat waves. Cities with soaring temperatures soaring well above normal levels include Delhi, Lucknow in Uttar Pradesh, Nagpur and Akola in Maharashtra, Bhubaneswar in Odisha and Bhopal in Madhya Pradesh, raising concerns over public health and safety. Amid the rising temperatures, the India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued advisories urging people to take precautions to avoid heat-related illnesses. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief at the demise of veteran photographer Raghu Rai. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said Raghu Rai will be remembered as a creative stalwart who captured India's vibrancy through his lens. The Prime Minister said his photography and extraordinary sensitivity, depth and diversity, which brought people closer to different aspects of life in India. Mr. Modi said Raghu Rai's demise is an irreparable loss to the world of photography and culture. He expressed condolences to his family, admirers and the photography fraternity in this hour of grief. India continued its impressive performance on the eighth day of the Junior Shooting World Cup at Cairo in Egypt, adding two more medals to its tally. Hemant Barman won the silver medal in the men's 50-meter rifle three-positions event, while the pair of Zubair Khan and Adya Katyal secured a bronze in the trap mixed team event. With these additions, India remain on top of the medal standings with a total of 16 medals, including 5 gold, 6 silver and 5 bronze. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans registered an 8-wicket victory over hosts Chennai Super Kings at the M.H. Dambaram Stadium today. Chasing a target of 159 runs, Gujarat Titans reached 162 for 2 in 16.4 overs. Earlier put into bat, captain Ruturaj Gaikwad scored an unbeaten 74 to steer Chennai Super Kings to 158 for 7. In the second match of the day, Kolkata Knight Riders were 129 for 7 in 19 overs against hosts Lucknow Super Giants when reports last came in. The government has debunked a video circulating on the social media claiming that Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is promoting an investment platform promising early monetary benefits. The fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau, PIB, informed that the video is fake and AI-generated. The unit added that the finance minister has not endorsed any such investment platform or scheme. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says census exercise is a shared national responsibility, not just a government task, calls for full public participation. Top leaders make final push to sway voters as campaigning for the second phase of West Bengal Assembly polls ends tomorrow. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal says India and New Zealand to sign free trade agreement tomorrow to boost market access for Indian goods and expand trade opportunities. India emerges as the global heat spot amid intense heat wave conditions. At Junior Shooting World Cup in Cairo, India maintained top position in the medal tally with a total of 16 medals, including 5 gold. And in IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans beat host Chennai Super Kings by 8 wickets. Second match underway between hosts Lucknow Super Giants and Kolkata Knight Riders. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.